The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kang, did you think that was banana forward?
I wouldn't say forward. I think the biggest flavor I tasted was like the peanut part.
Yep.
But there's like a hint of like, do you remember those candies Runt with the fruit?
Yeah.
Okay, like, do you remember the banana in there? I feel like there was a little hint of like those little bananas flavored in there.
Look,
it depends on what, I don't know, M&M you get, I guess.
I like the M&M. I just didn't think it was very, it didn't taste like banana to me, but I thought it was really good.
I'm with you. I didn't taste much banana at all.
It's like a spice in there, or something like a spice cake almost, but I don't know if I got banana. Doug, you got a lot of banana.
I liked it, yeah. I thought I had the banana flavoring that I'm a fan of, but.
You get that with the one nut, or good nut, or whatever it is.
What's that?
The good nut? Is that what it was?
That's coconut.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying wash it down with it.
Well, we don't have any of that.
Get a mouthful.
Officer Matt, get on that.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
All right. Well, thank you to Officer Matt for dropping those off.
Thank you very much.
Coming up today in 102, Gator has what he wants to see happen with the Red Wings this offseason. What he wants to see happen with the Red Wings this offseason. 248-539-9797. Brandon in Shelby Township, you are next. Hello, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
First off, I love when you guys do a get out of the water to somebody. That's like my favorite bit.
So, look, just to explain it so people, hopefully they understand we're not being rude. The idea of the show is to keep it moving, and we've been told, keep callers pretty much coach. You get a minute, and we're not cutting into your time, Brandon. We'll give you time. Get a minute. Make your point. He was at 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and we weren't sure where he was going when the music started. We probably should have started the music earlier. But that is a circling shark. And you need to land the plane or get out of the water before you get cut off. So, anyway, enough of that.
So, at the beginning of the season, we started off to a good record, and then we got swept by the Twins. So, now we were really bad, and we beat a couple of good teams. Now people are like, now we have the Twins again. So, I mean, not only should we beat the Twins, but maybe a sweep.
Well, they got some making up to do. The Twins, it's really odd if you look at the teams the Tigers have struggled against recently and the teams the Tigers have beaten recently. It's been, I mean, they get dominated by teams like the Orioles, but then they come out and they take two or three from Seattle. How they're doing, they sweep Tampa. It makes no sense. This season has been totally nonsensical.
So a couple callers ago, you guys had the Minnesota guy come on. Mm-hmm. So I know it's kind of off topic, but a couple years ago, I went to the Vikings-Lions game, and I went to Minnesota, and people were like, oh, I hope your team does good today. So like most times, you're like, I hope your team loses. But people in Minnesota actually like told them my team won. They were very nice people.
I have no problem with any Minnesota fans.
Minnesotans?
Yeah.
They are good people.
When I went to, I've been to the stadium for football a couple times, the Gophers. I get a little bit of Canadian vibe.
Well, yeah, it's way up there.
Yep. There's something about hardy people of the north.
This is a Uper vibe, yeah.
That's the crossover between Canadians and Australians is pretty significant. But yeah, very friendly crew up there in Minnesota. I hope all fans here in Detroit, Michigan, and Michigan State are welcoming. Because tailgating together with opposing fans can be really fun.
Yeah.
It can also be like filled with obnoxious people. Nobody likes that.
Yeah, I mean, or like any walk in life, don't be a jackass.
Rules to live by. That's Scott the Gator Anderson.
That's my golden rule.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. 248-539-9797. More feedback coming in regarding the Bears thing. Hammond is not that far away, but all that stadium revenue and parking revenue, all of that would stay in Indiana. Brian in Berkeley, Doug went to Chicago last year. I had to help three people at the toll booth with their credit cards. Those things suck. So there's toll booths along the Skyway that are manned by people. That is right when you get into Illinois, you cross that big bridge, and then the same thing going the other way when you go into Indiana. Coming out of Chicago, on your way, what would conceivably be a game day trip. We did this past Sunday. From downtown Chicago to Hammond. Two toll booths, both manned. First toll booth, 15-minute wait. Second one, 45-minute wait. Easy Pass can cut back on that. But you can just drive through. And I would imagine many people in Chicago would have the Easy Pass. But the second toll booth, the backup was so long that there was still three lanes of traffic, I believe it was. And it was all backed up because it was before the lanes opened up to like seven lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Easy Pass people couldn't get to the Easy Pass without having to sit in traffic for 30 minutes.
Why was there traffic? Because every time I've gone to Chicago, I've never had a problem.
I have. And I think it's because they've gone to the credit cards.
I have a problem getting through downtown Chicago, but I didn't have any problem.
When's the last time you drove the Skyway?
Last summer, two summers ago.
And do you know when you drove it? I mean, part of it might be Sunday summer. Night.
It was a summer. It would have been on a Friday afternoon.
I've noticed the wait time being significantly longer since they've changed to credit cards. One. Two is maybe just a Sunday night, people going back to Michigan from
maybe.
Chicago.
That could be.
It was brutal. And on a game day, I would imagine it would be worse. Now, they got 3 years to sort something out. Maybe they'll allow free access on game days so people don't have to pull over and just whatever. More feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. It's going to be an absolute disaster. They'll have to add lanes to the Skyway. It's an absolute mess. That's from Gabe in Livonia.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D.
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Guys, there are multiple trains that run from Chicago to Hammond every day. That will help. True. Tougher to tailgate when you take a train? I mean, you can pack everything in a backpack and cooler, I guess.
Not everybody's tailgating.
That's true. And then this. No way the Bears move to Hammond. The city will find a way to get the money. Hammond is not only outside the city, it's an industrial wasteland.
Well, this would be the product of mismanagement of funds over the years in Chicago, right? If they truly have no money to put forth. Which is that's a real problem they have.
Yep.
So that's why they look for the best deal. I can't believe that they're not going to be in Arlington Heights. And that had been talked about for years. That's been talked about, and instead it's going to be Hammond, Indiana. Amazing.
Yep. Well, we'll see what happens. And I, you know, having now done a little research, reconnaissance mission to Hammond. Whew. It's Carson Anderson. All right, Gator, what you want to have happen this Red Wings offseason? We'll get to that today at 102 on 97.1.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.